The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Bread of angels, food of angels. We are gathered here to partake in, to participate. Bread of angels, we gather to share. Bread of life, we eat. Body of Christ, blood of Jesus, fill our hearts with love. Christ gives his life to me, and I give my life to him. Lord, set your throne in my heart, reign in me, oh Lord. Lord, set your throne in my heart, reign in me, oh Lord. Anyone who eats my body and drinks my blood will have life. I don't know how many of us go to the restaurant and to the steakhouse. Which do you prefer, medium or well cooked? Which one do you prefer? The meat, well cooked, medium, or just a little bit? They said to him, how can you give us your blood to drink and your bread and your body to eat? It's insane. Doesn't make sense. My dear friends, today we are celebrating the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. A lot to talk about, a lot to talk about. In our world today, it's so easy to look very successful. You go to the social media, people like to post the good side of life. Most times, the good side of life. You see people posting something about their beautiful homes, impressive degrees, successful careers. Yet, beneath that shiny exterior, there is something that is not right. So many people carry exhaustion in their minds, anxiety. So many people carry within themselves a deep sense of emptiness. You see people, you say to them, how are you? They're very quick to respond, I am fine. even when they are not fine. We live in a world that is on a fast lane. We live in a world that is synthetic, a world that is digital. We live in a digital age. But all of this does not fulfill and give satisfaction to the soul. There is the hunger that the soul craves for, that everything that we know about cannot satisfy it. Talk about status, talk about technology, talk about material wealth. The soul longs for more, and Jesus knew this. He knew this uniqueness, and that's why he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you. He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. The living bread that came down from heaven. My flesh I will give you is the life of the world. Three lessons I'm going to derive from the statement from today's gospel. The first is that he gave us this sacrament out of pure love. Out of pure love. It is a gift of pure love. It's not for the perfect. It's not a reward for perfection. When you read the first reading, you see the people were hungry. They were starving. And from nowhere, God rained down manna from heaven. Food they knew nothing about from heaven. Food of angels. And they ate. Talk about the wilderness. Talk about the spiritual wilderness. God saw their vulnerability and came to their aid and out of pure love fed them. Even much greater, he says, I'm going to give you myself. Think about it this way. In a time of famine, a mother has just one morsel of bread to eat. Rather than eat the morsel of bread, she decides to give it to the child for the child to survive, and maybe she will die before the child. This is what Jesus did. He did not just give us the morsel of bread. He gave us his very self. The spiritual hunger, the spiritual wilderness, that we may have something to keep going. Pope Francis once said that the Eucharist is not for the perfect. It's not for those who are perfect. It's not a prize for the perfect, but a powerful medicine and nourishment for the weak. Jesus does not wait for us to be flawless before he comes to us. He enters our heart. Why? To heal the wounds in our heart, to forgive our sins, and to restore our strength. It's not a prize for the perfect. Remember that. It is something that keeps us going to give us strength. When they ate the manna in the first reading, they had strength to continue their journey of 40 years. Food of angels. When you read Psalm 78, speaks about the food of angels. And Jesus says, it is not like the bread your ancestors ate. This is my very self. And that is why it's the food of angels. Because in heaven, they contemplate on the beatific vision of God, Jesus himself, and they are satisfied. They eat it. They behold the image of Christ, and they are satisfied. He likened himself to the manna they ate in the wilderness. Food of angels. A gift given to us out of pure love. It's not a prize of perfection, but something that keeps us going. Even when we fail, when we fall, he's there to strengthen us. Which leads me to the second lesson. He says, when you eat this bread, I will remain in you and you in me. To remain is the watchword for me. What does it mean to remain? It means to stay. Sometimes we sit in the pews and we are seated in the pews, but then my mind is racing. What is going to be there for lunch? How am I going to cope in the coming weeks, the stress of the coming week? I am thinking, you're passive, yet you are seated there. Jesus says, I will remain with you. What does that mean? It means that when we eat his bread, when we feed on him, he's going to stay with us. Think about it this way. When you have a loved one who is on their deathbed, their sick bed, terminally ill, you have a family member, you know, feeding him or her with the spoon of food, you know, patiently remaining with them, staying with them, it means a lot. So when we receive the Eucharist, we should have the consciousness that he's with us, because he said it, I will remain with you. As we commute each day, as we go out each day, he's with us. He does not just come in and goes out. He stays with us, especially when our temples are clean and waiting for him. He remains. This gift of pure love, he stays with us as one of us. When we go out, when we come back in, he's with us, always with us. Even when life gets very heavy, those who truly love remains. That's what he means. He remains with us, the Eucharist. We must come to that realization, that consciousness, that the Eucharist is something much more than, you know, eating food and excreting it. You know, he stays with us. And that leads me to the third lesson, becoming what you eat. Becoming what we eat. St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, because the loaf of bread is one, we though many are one body, for we partake in the one loaf. The Eucharist is never just a private moment between myself and Jesus. No, it's communal. Someone said to me last night after the homily, after the Mass, you know, when the greeting, when the Indians say namaste, what does that mean? It means the divine in me acknowledges the divine in you. So as Christians, as brothers who share in this one bread, like St. Paul says, the divine in me acknowledges the divine in you. Unless we come to that consciousness, then we have not started living the Eucharistic journey, the Eucharistic life. The divine in me is also in you. When we receive Jesus, who is broken on a Sunday, do we become someone else on a Monday, neglecting the broken people out there, forgetting that we have to forgive, we have to let go? Becoming what you eat. Am I what I eat? Does the Eucharist remind you of the presence of God in you? He is remaining with you. This is a gift. Of all things that there is, or of all things that there are, why did he choose to remain with us as food? Just as our physical bodies are nourished, our soul is longing for that nourishment of the divine. Make no mistake about it, it is the food of angels, the bread from heaven that we receive in the Eucharist. So as we commemorate today's solemnity, let us ponder the times we have nonchalantly received this Eucharist. We have, you know, out of routine gone to receive the Eucharist, and we do not pay attention to details that he is with us, that we are receiving God, the blood of God, the body of God, bread of angels. What gives nourishment, what gives fulfillment to the angels is what we receive, Jesus himself. So we pray that, you know, when we receive this Eucharist, he may establish his throne in our hearts every day, and we may be conscious of faith that he is with us. Bread of angels, we gather to share.
Bread of angels, we gather to share.
bread of life we eat, body of Christ, blood of Jesus, fill our hearts with love. Christ gives his life to me, and I give my life to him. Lord, set your throne in my heart, reign in me. Oh Lord, Lord, set your throne in my heart, reign in me. Oh.